Welcome, I'm Tamara, and I'm so excited you're carving out a little time in your day to listen to this training audio, because what I share will give you the answers to why your life is the way it currently is, and what's needed to make it a whole lot better, what's needed to overcome the obstacles or challenges that you may be facing. Because hey, most people have areas of their life that aren't quite as peachy as they'd like. And that's okay. It's nothing to get down about. We're all a work in progress. The great news is we can change our current circumstances and how we feel about ourselves. And that's what this audio is about. So let's dive straight in. And I'd like to invite you to think of an area of your life that's causing you the most pain right now, the most fear. Perhaps it's a health ailment, mental or physical. Perhaps it's financial, only just getting by or not having enough to live the life you really want. Maybe there's some relationship issues, or maybe you're single and just can't seem to attract in the right mate. Your pain area can be anything that is less than what you truly desire, anything that is causing you anxiety, or maybe it's a case of you not quite understanding what you're here for. So just think of that pain area now. Take a moment to really acknowledge that it is a problem for you, and that's nothing to be ashamed of, but we do need to admit there's a problem in order to then move forward and find a solution. Otherwise, we end up living in denial, and that stops us from taking the necessary actions to change the situation that's causing us all the grief. Now, if you're not sure what your biggest pain area is, go with the first thing that popped into your head. That is the pain area you want to focus on here. And then simply notice how you feel in your body when you think about your pain area. When you take a moment to really be with that pain area, to acknowledge it, what does that feel like? Don't worry if it made you feel sad, anxious, depressed, angry. Whatever you felt is what you felt. Don't judge it. Just know that that feeling that you get when you think about your pain area is simply your body's way of letting you know, this area needs some of my attention right now. When you give your pain area your full attention, you create the space for insights and healing to occur. Awareness really is the first step. So with this awareness, now ask yourself, what would I like instead of this pain area? What do I really want to be experiencing right now? If, for example, you're wanting to overcome depression, you probably want to feel happy with a solid sense of self. If you're wanting to have more financial security, really consider what would that look like for you? What would be different in your life if you were financially free? Whatever your pain area, simply take a moment now to write down what you would prefer to be experiencing, what your pain area would look like if it were no longer a pain area. If you need more time to get clear on what you want, simply pause the audio. Or if you've got it, pop down your pen and paper now. Allow your eyes to close. And take a full breath all the way down to your stomach. And when you're ready, simply let it go. And let's do that again. Full breath in all the way down to your stomach. And a full breath out. Now bring your attention to what you want in your life, the thing you wrote down on your piece of paper. And just take a moment to really imagine what it would feel like to have this thing right now. How would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about life? Let go of any excuses or reasons as to why you can't have this thing or why it doesn't seem possible. And simply give yourself full permission in this moment to imagine what it would be like to have this right now, to be living with this thing you so dearly want in your life. Imagining yourself living that life right now, feeling all the gorgeous feelings you would feel having created this thing you really want, simply turn up those feelings. Make them really strong. And let those feelings spread throughout your entire body. Perhaps it's excitement. Perhaps it's a sense of calm. Whatever those feelings are, turn them up and then turn them up some more. And you may actually be able to see yourself with this outcome. Allow that picture to grow clearer. Allow it to become brighter. Turn up the volume of this picture as if you were turning up the volume on your TV at home. Make the picture so bright, the sounds so loud that they feel so very, very real for you right now. Letting any reservations or skepticism go, simply be here in this moment with this thing you really want in your life. See it. Feel it. Connect in with it. However you're being guided. Indulge yourself in these feelings. Allow yourself to smile at what you've created in your life. Notice how at ease you now feel having this thing in your life. And only when you feel ready, simply invite your eyes to gently open and come back into the room, allowing those positive feelings to stay with you. This kind of visualization is super powerful. Firstly, it allows you to get clear on what it is you actually want. Without this kind of razor-sharp clarity, changing the situation becomes extremely difficult. It's like going to a restaurant and saying, "Oh, I'll have something savory tonight." You run the risk of getting a meal that really doesn't taste that good, right? You need to be specific. You need to order the exact dish that you actually feel like eating. It's the same with creating change in our life. We need to get specific. We need to know what we want, and then we need to focus on it. The easiest way to focus on it is to do a simple visualization like we just did a few times every day. Because the more you focus on what you do want, as opposed to what you don't want, the more you'll be shown the opportunities that will help you get what you want. Have you ever noticed when you're in the market for a new car, once you decide on the make and model, you start seeing that car everywhere? It's the same with the thing that you wrote down, the thing that you want. The more time you spend actively visualizing this thing, the more you'll start to see the opportunities that will help you create it. And the reason for this is because we are presented with 2 million bits of information every second. Now, that's a lot of information, so it's no surprise that our brains simply can't take in that much information in one go. How does the brain cope with this overload of information? It selects just 134 bits of information for us to consciously see and process. Now, you may be asking, how does the brain decide which bits of information to select? It relies on our subconscious programming, our belief systems. you'll have a bit of an idea what your programming is through the thoughts that you think. For example, if you think money is hard to come by, then the 134 bits of information that your brain selects each second will be based on this belief. You'll be shown things that support this belief. People who are struggling to make ends meet, poverty. You'll experience lots of bills. Your current pay packet will never seem like it's enough. And it will seem like there just aren't any opportunities for improving your current situation. On the other hand, if you have the belief that money is easy to come by, then the 134 bits of information you're presented with will be very different to someone with the first belief. In fact, you'll be seeing opportunity left, right, and center to create money. You'll have friends who are doing well financially. You'll have plenty of money in the bank, maybe some assets. People will always be giving you business to create more money. Money will quite literally seem like it grows on trees. This is because what we believe is what we see. That's how our subconscious mind works. And it's that subconscious programming that creates our experience of life. Hence why some people seem to be doing really well and others are struggling. It's not that those seemingly successful people are lucky, it's that they have a different belief system to you. Someone in an awesome relationship has beliefs that support having an awesome relationship. Someone who never gets sick has beliefs that support them in staying super healthy. So you might like to write that down. In order to create change, I need to change my beliefs. In order to create change, I need to change my beliefs. It's our beliefs that block our view of what is possible in life, that block us from seeing the opportunities that surround us every minute of every day. Because remember, we get 2 million bits of information each second, but we're only seeing a fraction of that because of the beliefs we hold about ourselves and about life. By holding on to particular beliefs, we create blocks in our life. These blocks are often experienced as poor results, challenges, obstacles, life being really hard. Another example of a belief that blocks people from seeing opportunities is the belief that I'm not good enough. This is a really common one. You see, if you don't believe you're good enough, then chances are you're not going to go for that really great job promotion. You may not even see it advertised because your brain's like, I can only choose 134 bits of information that support my programming. And because I believe I'm not good enough, this job isn't for me. If you're single and you don't believe you're good enough, you may not notice that lovely hot guy showing you lots of attention. Or perhaps you want to get fit, but you're not seeing the posters for that fitness regime that is so perfect for you. You don't see these things because you don't believe you're good enough. Your programming will always win out. But just imagine for a moment, just indulge this thought. What if you were good enough? What if you believed right to your core that you were in fact good enough? Take a moment now to close your eyes and imagine what life would be like if you believed you were good enough to have this thing you want, the thing that you wrote down. This is what separates someone who is achieving what they want in life and someone who is not. The person who is getting results believes that they are good enough. They believe they can have those goals. And so the 134 bits of information that they see show them the opportunities for having what they want. Like I said, our brain will only select the bits of information that match our subconscious beliefs. So, how do we change our beliefs? This is something that is actually really easy to do once you learn how. And I have a very specific formula that I teach people that involves learning to access the subconscious mind so you can go directly to the belief and change it, often in just a few minutes. But like learning to reprogram a computer, learning how to reprogram our mind, like any new skill, it does take time and commitment. So my question to you is, are you willing to commit 3 months of part-time study to learning the skills needed to get this thing you really want? The really cool thing is, once you learn the skills and get this thing that you want, then you can use these skills on all areas of your life. So life just keeps getting better and better and better. My clients use these skills to lose weight, to improve relationships, to overcome depression, anxiety, to heal health ailments, to bust through financial blocks. They use it for any area of their life that is challenging and isn't giving them the results that they want. Because our life is a mirror reflection of the beliefs we hold. Change the beliefs and we change our life. It really is that simple. If you're keen to learn my formula for removing beliefs, then I'd love to teach you how. And this is what I share in my 3-month Remarkable Relationships course. Now, it's called Remarkable Relationships because as you remove your beliefs, you develop a really healthy relationship with not only yourself, but with your body, with your emotions, with your finances, with your career, with other people. You're creating remarkable relationships with every area of your life, healing your life on so many levels. So this does bring me to the end of our training. I hope that you've gained a really good insight into why we do the things we do and why we experience our life in a certain way. And if you are ready to have all that you truly deserve in life, then I really do look forward to teaching you my formula for changing beliefs when the Remarkable Relationships course next begins. Thank you so much for your time and energy. I feel blessed to be able to share this information with you so that you can know what's needed to live a truly magnificent life. If you'd like more info on anything that I've talked about, take a peek at my website, gettingnaked.com.au.